We just want to briefly look at one or two passages. OC chapter 10, verse 12. The book of OC, chapter 10, verse 12. God may want to ask ourselves, why am I here? What will God want me to do? It was part of the question that personally I've asked. Says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Praise the Lord. What I heard the Lord speaking unto me was that it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. While I was pondering over that, I will come back. It is time to seek the Lord. And the Lord started ministering about this particular time we are in. In times like these, that we see a lot of things happening, it is in this time that we need to seek the Lord. Because we are in a perilous times. You know, like the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, if you read from verse 1 through 7. Started telling us about perilous times. And these perilous times have the tendency of taking people away, you know, from God. Changing the focus of the people away from God. So we find out that we keep putting our focus on other things apart from God. And Brother Paul added in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that this perilous time is a time when people depart from the faith. So, at the time when people are departing from the faith, what are we supposed to be doing? And God is saying, it is time to seek the Lord. When you look at whatever is happening around, the tendency is that our heart may want to fail us. But God is saying, seek the Lord and live. Because if we seek him, we will live. And the Lord God is saying, it is time to seek the Lord. Now, if we look at Psalm 24, Psalm 24, where the psalmist was talking about he that had clean hand from verse 4. You know, he has a question in verse 3. Wanting to know those who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord. Who will be able to seek the Lord. Or who shall stand in his holy place. He said, he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, that he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6, he said, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. So God is looking for a people that will enlist in this God-seeking time, who will be numbered among those who seek the Lord. And God is saying that it's a generation, the generation of God seekers. And this generation of God seekers is what the Lord is placing his hand. That as we gather together in this camp, we must remember that it is time to seek the Lord. Whatever we have been seeking before now, we must put them aside. We must realize that we are not here because, oh, it's a long time I saw this person, so it's a time to gather together again and to socialize. But what God is saying is that as we gather to seek him. Because it's a generation. And we must be in this generation who are seeking the Lord, who are seeking his face. And if we go back, you know, we begin to see what many people are seeking for. People seek their own. Some seek after all manner of spirits, familiar spirits and all that. Some seek after vanity and listen. Some seek after wisdom. Some even seek after signs. And this is the generation of the world today. Signs and wonders. And because of that, you see all the adverts inviting people to come and witness signs and wonders. And so, our generation has become the generation of those who are seeking for signs and wonders. Not those who seek after God. They are seeking for prophets. They are seeking for the apostle. They are seeking for the world evangelist. But they are not seeking after God. They are seeking for healing, not after God. But what God is saying, said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so the generation of God seekers will seek after God. Will seek first the kingdom of God. Will seek first his righteousness, not miracles. Because these things will follow them who seek after God. When you seek after God, these other ones will follow you. But the problems, you know, of the world is our inability to believe God, our inability to trust God, our inability to have our own focus, our own plan, our own direction, and which is seeking after all these other things. Then many people, like Brother Paul, will say, I've come to believe that when you seek after all these things and you have them, and you begin to assume that that is godliness. That when you have all these things, God is blessing you, then it means that you are godly. It is not so, brethren. And we are not of them, you know, who should believe such a thing. So what God is saying is that, seek me and live. Seek me and live. All these other things, yeah, people may seek them. But what do you see as the end of such people? When you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, of what benefit are these other things? But there is first thing first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, how do we see God? And that's what that passage is telling us. Let's look at it again. That Osi chapter 10. Osi chapter 10 verse 12. One, it says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Sow to yourself in righteousness. And that's what Matthew was also saying when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. First thing is, sow to yourself in righteousness. That whatever you are doing must be rooted in the righteousness of God. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Say, reap in mercy. Reap in mercy. What are the things you are running after? Unless you know that they come by the mercy of God. But at times, we come to the point as if my hand, my effort, my strength has gotten me all this. So, some may want to talk, you know, like Nebuchadnezzar. You look at everything and you begin to wonder that, look at this, is it not built by my strength? But God is saying, sow, you know, in righteousness. Let everything you are doing be rooted in the righteousness of God. Reap these blessings, you know, with the fear of God. Reap all these blessings with the mercy of God. Because it is by the mercies of God that we are not consumed. You must realize that. That is the mercy of God that is sustaining you. Is the mercy of God that is keeping you. So, that you are here is because the mercy of God brought you. You know, there is that mercy which is being made available unto us. You travel down and you know there is what is called journey mercy which God gives his people. And that's why he said, I will bear you on eagle's wing. And when God was saying, I will bear you on eagle's wing, people didn't understand. You may be wondering, oh, I was going to climb the wings of eagle. But God himself was telling us, telling his people, assuring them that he will take you to your destination safely. Just as the eagles will fly in the air without having accident. However fast it may be, however high it may have gone. But God is saying that it will make his mercies available unto us. So we must know that we are reaping in mercy. The third aspect is say, break up your fallow ground. As we are here, what are the unplowed ground, unplanted ground? What are we planting? The righteousness of God. So, where are our unplanted ground? The places in our hearts, in our soul that must not be touched. You know, those places that have not been touched by the word of God. Those places that, he said, when you somebody talks and gets to such a place, he said, no, hold it. And God is saying, it is time to break those fallow ground. It could be anger. It could be anything that is will stand between us and God. It's a fallow ground. That place that the word of God, the water of the world has not touched. And God is saying, prepare them tonight. In this camp, get them ready for the word of God to fall on in. Because God wants to rain righteousness. Because that's what he said. Till he come, and rain righteousness upon you. His righteousness is coming. It will fall as rain. But when this rain begins to fall, what would the rain fall upon? Is it going to fall upon thorns, bamboos, and all the plants that are already occupying the fallow ground? But when you break up your fallow ground, it means that ground that are ready to be planted by you. So our heart must come to the place where all these areas of our souls which have not been touched must be broken down completely, getting ready for the word of God to fall on it. Because in this camp, I believe that God will rain down righteousness. And that's the promise that we have. He said, it will come and rain righteousness upon you. So, when his righteousness comes, will it meet my soul prepared to receive that blessing? Because the blessings of God are meant for those who have prepared their soul ready. So, seeking the Lord means preparing our soul ready to receive the word, to receive him, to receive his righteousness, because it is time to seek the Lord. Whatever we have been seeking in the time past, let's come to the realization that we have come to seek the Lord. A lot of blessings await those who seek the Lord. And we may want to ask, we might want to extend it, when should we seek the Lord? Next year? It is now. Now. Now is the appointed time. Now it is the time to seek the Lord. How are we to seek the Lord? We must seek the Lord diligently. Diligently. Let's diligently seek the Lord. As we are here, let's make effort to seek the Lord. Let's gather, you know, to seek the Lord in prayer, in worship, in songs, in the world. Let's seek the Lord. Because those who seek the Lord God, he said, he will rain righteousness upon them. And before I conclude, because we know that it's already night and many of us have traveled far and wide, but let's look at the book of Job. Job chapter 5. First, let's read verse 8. It says, I will seek unto God, and unto God will I commit my cause. Now, let's move to verse 19. Because those who seek after God, he said, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch thee when you seek the Lord. And the Bible started explaining the benefits. Because when you seek the Lord, it's for your own benefit. It's for my own benefit to seek the Lord. And from verse 20, it made it very clear. It said, in famine, he shall redeem thee from death. When you seek the Lord, in famine, when there is want. So what would the Lord God do? He will redeem thee from death. He said, and in war from the power of the sword. Seek the Lord. It's for our own benefit. Because when we seek the Lord, he said, during time of war, he will deliver us from the power of sword. So that his word can stand sure. Because it says, he will deliver us from the power of the sword. And not only that, verse 21, he said, thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, the tongues of men. He said, God is saying, I will protect you from the tongues of men. Those who bring curses. God, that's what he's saying. So, because they are, it will become the curse that has no cause, which are never alight. So God is telling you, you don't even need to be afraid. All what you need to do is seek the Lord. Then God takes over from there. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it comes, or when it cometh. So destruction will come, but the people that seek the Lord will not be afraid. So those who should be afraid are those who are not seeking the Lord, are those who have no God as their father. But the Lord God is our Father, and is giving us his word that he will deliver us from destruction, and we should not be afraid. Verse 22. Look at what he said. We shall say, at destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. There are beasts here and there seeking whom to devour. But God is saying that in these things you will not be afraid. Telling all that we will laugh at famine. When people are shouting, want, in need, but you will be giving out. That is the blessing of those who seek the Lord. So, brethren, let us seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. We have been seeking after other things. We have sought other things. Let's think of this business we have done, seeking after other things that have not worked. Let's think again and do the opposite. Seek the Lord. And see, then so that we can compare to know whether it is good to seek the Lord. But I know the answer already. And that's what the Bible is already telling us, assuring us of the blessings that come from seeking the Lord. So we'll not even be afraid of the beast of the earth. This ravenous beast that have been sent over, you know, to attack Christians, to ensure, because there are manner of things that the enemy, this onslaught that have been sent out by the dragon. So, whether it is, whatever they call the ravenous beast that have been sent out. But God is saying that from this power of these beasts, say, I will protect you. So, it is good to seek the Lord. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee when you seek the Lord. You know, when the Bible says, you know, you jump down and dash your foot upon stones, it will not hurt you. And the Bible is restating it. It says, because you will be in league with it. Instead, it will sustain you. The stones of the land will sustain you, will keep you, you know, your feet will not slip. And not only that, he said, the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee. What was the difference between our brother Daniel and the others? He sought the Lord. So the lion was open and he was thrown there. And the following day, they went there, they brought him out. He was alive. So that the king shouted, he said, "The Lord whom you serve." Another word, he said, "The Lord whom you seek day and night, is he able to deliver you?" He said, "Yes." They said, "The Lord whom I serve has sent his angel." And they have shut the mouth of the lion. He was at league with the lions. So while he was there, I believe he would have played with them. Like pet. That's what he's saying. Those beasts became pet unto him. Yes, that's the physical beast, but they are more ravenous, destroying beasts, which the devil is sending out, you know, to touch the faith of God's people. And these beasts, he said, you will be at peace with them. They will not be able to hurt us. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace. And thou shalt visit thy habitation and shall not sin. So, that tabernacle which God has given you, he said, you will visit it in peace. And while there, you will not sin. Because this habitation is the Lord's temple. And there are more promises. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thy offspring as the grass of the earth, because you are seeking the Lord. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a chalk of corn coming in his season. Lo, this we have searched it. So it is. Hear it and know thou it is for thy good to seek the Lord. So brethren, we are encouraged to seek the Lord. That this is the time to seek the Lord. And this is the time that God wants to make something definite out of us. God wants to do something specific in our lives. All those difficult areas, God is saying it will touch them. But then, we must seek the Lord. We must break down our fallow ground. I believe that a change is imminent. I believe that God wants to change me. I believe that he wants to change us. So, but let us make it as a duty to seek the Lord. Praise the Lord.